What's this mess?
All right. Welcome to Might Be Creative, episode 2.
It's impossible. This is...
Dude.
This is not possible.
We're totally doing it.
It's the second episode. Within a week. It's Tuesday, so it's been 7 days. Or eight
it's incredible.
Days, actually.
It's awesome. You're going to edit it tonight again, like last week?
I might. If this is really short, it's possible.
Yeah. Let's try to keep it a little short, not ramble so much, so we can both get back to The Sims 3.
Yes. Let's talk about that in a bit. Ow,
yes.
Jesus.
Touch on that.
Don't ever...
You're dying?
Stab the piece of a dart in your finger.
Now, why would you do that?
Because it hurts.
No.
But that's not the reason why I did it, but...
I better hope not, no.
So delicious!
Oh, damn.
So, this is episode 2.
Yep. The E3 episode.
Yes. Please
talk about some shit.
That's the idea.
So, we had E3 last week. God, I've forgotten what it's an acronym for again.
Was electronic
Entertainment something Expo?
Yeah, I guess that's something it. Like that. Electronic Entertainment Expo. It sounds there about right.
Yeah, E3. And it's a bit of a return to the big kind of awesome show that it used to be. Like, last year it was really small. I think it was in some... I think last year it was in some sort of airport hangar or something. It was terrible.
In someone's mom's garage.
Yeah, something like that. So this year it was a little better, apparently. And, well, it shows in all the awesome things that they've revealed.
Uh-huh. Though I must admit, I didn't really check it out. To be honest, the live show of of Microsoft.
But you only saw a Microsoft press conference.
Yeah, it's the only one. The rest, me.
All right. Yeah, Nintendo wasn't really that good. And Sony was all right, but you know, I think everyone was blown away by that Project Natal shit from Microsoft.
The what?
But more on that later. All right, so let's start off with some news, some small things. You wrote a few things down. I haven't seen this Fallout 3 iPhone thingy. What's that?
It's like, for some reason, Bethesda is like, oh my god, it's the iPhone. It's been like 4 years, and oh my god, it's the future, man. So,
gotta make games.
They're thinking of making like Fallout 3 for the iPhone, but what they made, they eventually realized that this is shit. We're not gonna do it. But they're thinking of making something so you can, I don't know, maybe like hook up, sync your phone with your real game.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But I'm.
I think they did something similar with World of Warcraft, where you can manage your equipment and shit on the iPhone, and then sync it back to your account.
That's pretty cool. Except Fallout 3 is already pretty old. No, not really. It's a few months. January, maybe. But still.
Yeah, something.
They got
a new DLC coming out though.
Yeah, the DLC.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be in a swamp, and presumably somewhere in the south of America.
What?
It's like in a big-ass swamp where all these mutated rednecks try to kill you.
Sounds a lot like Left 4 Dead 2. Oh, snap.
Oh, dear.
That's pretty awesome.
So Left 4 Dead 2.
Mm-hmm.
As we briefly touched the topic in last episode...
Yeah, if you listen all the way to the end, you could hear us freak out about it.
Yeah, so Valve is making Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah. And apparently it takes place in the South. Lots of rednecks. Redneck zombies.
And finally, they have more than 5 excellent zombie models.
Yeah. A bit more diversity. It's nice.
That would be nice. Also, the frying pan might look hilarious, but it's fucking dumb.
Yeah, I don't think you could really effectively kill some zombies with that thing. But
no, I don't think if you hit someone over the head with a frying pan, he's going to die.
Probably makes a nice sound, though.
It's nice. It would be nice if you, instead of killing them, you just punch them away.
Yeah, some sort of stun thing.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
For the rest, I don't really know. There's been this whole ordeal with people like, oh no, we're going to boycott Left 4 Dead 1 because we didn't get our freaking promised content and shit.
Yeah, everybody's bitching about that. I mean, come on, guys.
To be honest, I don't give a shit. Valve's a company, and they want to make money, and making updates won't give them a lot of money.
Yeah, true.
Because
they said the Left 4 Dead 1 shit would be free, so, you know, they're not making money off of that.
Yeah, the only money they get is from getting new players, but eventually that'll run dry.
Yeah. I think pretty much everybody on the planet has Left 4 Dead 1 now.
Yeah. So Left 4 Dead 2 is coming out. And then, I don't know, I don't care about Left 4 Dead 1. Well, I do, because I play it a lot, but I mean, I don't care that it didn't get as much content as people seem to think it was going to get.
Whatever,
I'm going to get Left 4 Dead 2. I don't give a shit.
Definitely.
If they bring out Left 4 Dead 3 in December, I'm going to buy it. Well, maybe.
Hell yeah. Well, yeah. They'd have to come up with something really awesome for Left 4 Dead 3.
Mid, like, 1800s foggy London.
Ooh, that sounds
good. You hit over zombies with monocles and shit. That would be cool.
That would be pretty awesome, yeah.
Ka-ding! Oh, I say!
Old chap.
I just got a frying pan to the face, sir. Oh, dear.
Oh, my God. Don't bleed on my suit, man.
Oh, dear. Now I've got to get my slave to clean it up again.
Let's hope Valve listens to this and makes that game.
I would pay a lot of money to see that happen.
It's pretty good stuff. Alright, well, there's been a couple of other really cool games coming out of E3.
Yeah.
We got the new Splinter Cell, finally. We got Alan Wake, some Assassin's Creed 2, a couple of other games.
Mm-hmm.
We start with Splinter Cell Conviction, otherwise known as Badass the Game.
Otherwise known as 24, mm-hmm. with Sam Fisher.
Yeah, it's surprising how much like 24 it is. And they even said it themselves, they wanted to make a game that's kind of like 24.
That's fine by me.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God, someone killed my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Now I'm going to murder some bastards.
It's good because the official 24 game sucks ass.
But, as I remember, the character actually looked like Kiefer Sutherland.
That was true. Yeah, I think he did the voice acting and all that stuff. But
that would be dumb, to have a 24 game and not have Kiefer Sutherland voice it.
Yeah, you gotta have
Jack
that.
I'm Jack Bauer.
Drop your weapon.
Oh, but too late, I shot you. I don't give a shit.
Right. That game looks pretty awesome.
Yeah? With all the nice texts on the walls and stuff.
Yeah, integrating the HUD into the world. They just project the objectives on walls and floors and all that kind of stuff. And If you have a flashback, it's projected on the walls like it's some sort of old projector movie thing. It's pretty cool.
Seems pretty nice. Reminds me of... what's that game? I think it's called The Suffering, where you got those as well, kind of. I don't really remember.
That's cool.
It was a pretty weird game.
Yeah,
this game seems pretty nice. Instead of... my experience with Splinter Cell is like, okay, I'm sneaking and shit. Oh, there's a guy, I'm gonna shoot him in the face. I missed. And now the game's over. I'm fucked.
Yeah, no, I'm
there's dead. Nowhere to run. I need to shoot that guy right in the face.
Yeah.
And in this one, it seems like something happened, and they know you're there, and you just run away and climb on the freaking ceiling.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Did you see the developer walkthrough they did later? Because they did a demo during the presentation, but they did it again later and they showed some more of the offensive capabilities. It was pretty cool.
I'm not sure. I don't think I saw that, but I'm right. Sure I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, I'll send you the link after the show. But they showed one feature that wasn't in the show demo, which was if you engage the enemy and you go into cover and then run somewhere else, you leave behind a sort of ghost image of yourself. And that's the position that the enemies last saw you at. So they'll come around and they'll try to flank that position, but you can go somewhere else and flank them.
That seems pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool tactical advantage.
Yeah, but why would you actually see it? Because...
Yeah, I don't know. The ghost is kind of dumb. You could probably do it if you just remember where you were, you know, and then sneak off into the shadows. But
still, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But does it have multiplayer, by the way?
I don't know.
Because that would be pretty sweet, because I don't know which game I tried to play, which Splinter Cell that was. But that was kind of boring in multiplayer. It was pretty much one way you can do this, and meh.
Yeah, the Splinter Cell multiplayer was some of it was pretty fun, but the other stuff I think they added with Chaos Theory that was not so great.
Oh well.
Well, I guess you have to be pretty good at stealth and tactics and stuff. I guess we're not.
Not exactly.
Yeah. But I don't think Double Agent had multiplayer either, so I don't think this one's going to have multiplayer.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. There's a lot of games that came out of E3 that have multiplayer that I didn't expect. Like Bioshock 2 has multiplayer, and Uncharted 2.
Although, Bioshock, I don't know, that kind of feels like a game that it should have multiplayer, like a deathmatch kind of thing.
Yeah, that works better.
With your powers stealth game, at least. Stuff.
Yeah, looks pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see those demo videos?
Of Bioshock?
Yeah, no. It was a couple of weeks back. No.
Maybe.
I don't know if you knew, but you play as a Big Daddy now, so you can also like drill through the walls and go outside, just walk underwater and stuff.
Ooh, can you drill through people?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I'm buying that game.
You get your big ass drill and you can do uppercuts with it and dashes and rushes.
Are you gonna be slow? Because that would sound like a really boring game.
No, it's some sort of new Big Daddy model, I think. So you're just as fast as the main character in the first game.
Doesn't the main character in the first game become a Big Daddy?
That's true. It's true.
Because I never finished Bioshock. Because when you finally encounter... what's his name? Andrew Ryan.
Yeah.
And all the stuff that like gets explained then I was like...
Yeah.
Derp. And I was like...
Story kind of... goes in a weird direction there.
Yeah. Then it was kind of over. It toppled over for me. I was like, now I don't feel like playing anymore.
Yeah, well, There's some pretty cool sequences after that, but once you become a big daddy, it's kind of dumb. It's only for one level, really, but it's not so much fun to play. And the ending battle is just quite terrible.
Well, maybe someday I'll actually finish the game.
Yeah, who knows?
So,
let's see, what else we got?
Alan Wake.
Alan Wake, they finally showed it.
The game is supposed to come out, like, I don't know, back when the PS3 was supposed to, or well, when it came out.
Yeah.
So, kind of dumb, but the stuff they showed was alright, I guess.
Yeah, I like it. It's a nice game. They got the original Max Payne up on stage. Sam Lake from Remedy.
Hey, ooh.
It's pretty strange seeing him with his hair all not gelled up like Max Payne 1. He's got the shaggy haircut now.
That's the guy, the face of Max Payne 1 is actually a developer at Remedy?
Yep. Yeah, I think he's the lead developer, actually.
I think I remember reading that back when Max Payne 1 came out, that they just took a picture or took the face from one of the guys.
They just needed a face, and he was best at looking constipated, so they chose him.
Good enough for me.
But it's weird because he talks in this totally different voice from Max Payne with this Norwegian or Finnish, wherever the fuck he's from, this accent. It's really weird.
Yeah. I think Remedy's from Finland, if I remember correctly.
All right. That's true.
Make put out some cool games. So, Alan Wake, I'm looking forward to it. It has some stuff which I think, I don't know, I'm not sure. Oh, that's gonna work. But like the way you kill enemies by shining your light on them and then killing them.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Pretty cool, but I don't know, maybe it's kind of dumb if you actually do it yourself.
Yeah, we'll have to see. It's like with Alone in the Dark 5, that looked awesome in the movies, but when you played it, it was just so terrible. And I hope Alan Wake doesn't go that way.
Let's hope not. It would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
By the way, what was that other game? Was it the sequel to Indigo Prophecy? Black Rain?
Yeah. Heavy Rain, yeah.
Heavy Rain. That, I still don't know if it looks good or it looks absolutely dumb.
Yeah, some of those screenshots from, I think they call it the Jacob scene, where you go into the garage and fight with that big Negro, and you get the CSI glasses on. I don't know about that. But the other stuff looks pretty cool, though.
Yeah. There seems to be a lot of stuff you can choose from, but how that affects the game. See, that's kind of hard to see if you put out a movie in which people are just play a single, like a single storyline.
Kind of hard to judge.
They should basically repeat the sequence and choose other stuff.
Yeah, do it differently.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. Now, I read on Kotaku, someone had a demo of Heavy Rain after the presentation, and it was this sequence where this girl goes to some sort of nightclub, and she has to get some sort of info from the guy who runs the nightclub. So she has to dress up, and I guess that's minigame then too, put on the lipstick and the eyeliner.
God, that sounds absolutely terrible if that's kind of dumb, a minigame.
Yes, but then you go up to his office, and he forces you to do a striptease, and then you can choose exactly when to get out of the striptease and punch him and tie him to a chair and whatever. And if you wait too long, he rapes you and you die.
That sounds absolutely terrible.
Yeah. So, but I think the story continues then, because they said if one of the main characters dies, the game just keeps on going. So I don't know how that's going to work, but
Yeah, but I'm still going to reload.
Yeah, of course.
I don't want my character to die.
What the hell?
That would be nice if they would just say, no, fuck you, you've messed it up, your character is dead.
Reload. Start over.
Start over or play with it. Screw you.
Yeah, so I'm wondering how that works then. Because they said like all kinds of thoughts and actions flash on the screen as she's doing that striptease, and you can choose to do whatever. So I wonder how that works.
Yeah. I know, it sounds really dumb and pretty cool at the same time to just do that and completely fucking punch the guy in the face.
Yeah, it could work, or it is could just be really dumb.
Yeah.
But it's probably going to be good.
Kablam!
I wonder if it's going to be like a split-second thing on everything. Not like, you know, when you have a dialogue and you have three options and you can just wait as long as you want to choose one. I hope it's more like split-second decisions. That'd be cool.
Like, if you don't do this right now, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Because that kind of reminds me of Riddick, the new Riddick game, where he talks to people. And I remember this gameplay movie where there's this black dude in a prison who's, like, really expressive, using a lot of gestures and shaking and shit. And then when he waits for you to give an answer, he freezes. And he just, it's moves, breathes.
Kind of dumb.
Completely stops.
They only have motion capture for the actual dialogue, not for the waiting. That's dumb.
But other than that, when I saw that, when they were talking and shit, that looked really awesome.
Yeah, it's really, really good. It's one of the best digital characters I've seen so far.
So when
they're really good,
I finally get my laptop, I can play those games.
Play it. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. You're going to love those two new blades. Those are sweet. They're so fast. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Also, I'm looking forward to my laptop, because I ordered it.
Sweet. When is it coming in?
Don't know. I didn't get an email back yet. Oh. I'm saying, we got your money. But, I ordered it the day... on the day the discount expired, and that was okay. But then the next day I called in and said, like, dudes, I got 4 gigs of memory in this thing. I want a 64-bit Windows. Not that I'm going to use it, because I'm going to install Windows 7, but whatever. And the guy was like, okay, sure. And at the same time, I was looking on the internet, and I saw that they had a new discount, which was... actually, the exact same laptop, but instead of a 250 gigs hard drive, it had a 320, and it was $30 cheaper. So I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna ask if I can change. So I was like, hey guy, can I get that one instead of the one I ordered yesterday? And he was like, okay, sure. So now I got a better laptop for less money and a 64-bit Windows.
Sweet.
Which is in English instead of Dutch, so that's good.
Nice.
So that's pretty sweet. I hope I get that mail soon.
Yeah, probably. They're usually pretty quick with shipping that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be exciting. You got a lot of games to catch up, probably.
True, because I haven't been able to play any games since February.
Boo.
Only Left for Dead.
Start with Riddick.
Yeah. I also got some other games.
What else you got?
So yeah, we need to make a bit of a list of things we want to discuss. So I got Chronicles of Riddick. I got Cryostasis. Far Cry 2.
Cool.
And that seems to be all. Sims 3 actually runs pretty good on this desktop. Actually, it runs fine, except it keeps
that's pretty cool.
Like completely stuffs everything away, like in memory. Because if you're like in your house, then you can see the stuff. But if you go somewhere else and you go back, your house is like a square.
Yeah.
Because it needs to load. But whatever, it runs fine. It's like they did a good job.
Yeah. Oh, you won't have those problems anymore when you install it on your laptop. You can just
exactly
crank it all up.
So do we want to discuss Sims 3 or...
Let's reserve judgment on that until we've played it some more. I just got it this afternoon, so...
I got it a few days ago, but...
Oh, cool.
I already can say I'm fucking creeped out. Because...
Why is that?
I don't know, they look so dumb. they're not really that cartoony as in Sims 2. They seem to be more real. And when they talk and it's like bap, 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 that kind of like move your jaw up and down, that's talking.
Yeah.
And that with those kind of models looks really weird. And it's almost like
the exaggerated expressions that they use. Yeah.
And for some reason I don't feel like they fit with the new style.
It's a little too realistic.
But maybe it just takes time to adjust to it.
But yeah, you'll get used to it.
So far, pretty good.
Yeah, I like it.
Building my own house, which sucks. Takes so much time.
I'm out of money. Where's the cheats on this thing?
One thing I really like, though, is you can finally say... I want my Sims to live for fucking ever.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
In the options, you can say your Sims' life, or until the age, is like 90 days normally.
Yeah.
And I put it on 960 days.
Yeah. Because just turn that shit off immediately.
Because I always, like, have one dude. I hate having multiple people. It's too much work. It's like, ugh! But then the downside of that is when that character goes to work, you're like, you did it.
Yeah, sitting around waiting, fast forward, faster.
Or you just go back to your house and you click on the radio and say, turn on and listen to your custom music.
Cool. Yeah, it's a shame you can't control two people, like two separate households. Because I made two characters and I wanted to just plant them down next to each other, you know, as neighbors, and then just work on one for a little bit and then hop over to the other. But you can't do that still. That's too bad.
Mm. Although I really like the more dynamic loading that they got. It's like the game's loaded and now you don't need to load ever again.
Yeah, just a huge open world and just...
One thing that's really dumb, though, if you say, like, I want to go to that part of town, which is, like, across the street, he walks outside, and he takes a cab.
Yeah.
The cab appears, and then he's like, done.
Flip, I'm here. Yeah, and sometimes the cabs drive through other cars or do a 180
out of
nothing. It's so weird.
So...
Yeah.
Whatever.
We'll talk more about that next week. We got one last thing to cover quickly. We seem to already be at a half hour, so let's try to keep it a little short.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things coming out of E3 this year, it was motion controls.
Yeah. People seem to have caught up with the Wii.
Yeah, finally. And they're outdoing them, actually. The technology isn't really at the stage that the Wii is right now, with lots of games out for it. I guess you could put lots in quotation marks. It's not really that many awesome games for the Wii.
I saw some laser dock thingy that you put on your telly, and it's like it looks like hell. It has three webcams in them or whatever, and it tracks your movement.
Yeah, that's amazing technology. That's Microsoft's Project Natal, as they call it.
Oh, yeah. And they were like, oh, I'm going to go shopping. Oh, I wonder how this dress looks on me. And then you're talking
really to... what you need it for.
Also, they seem to do a lot with voice recognition.
Yeah, they got pretty good voice recognition in there.
Yeah, but I'm not really feeling that. Because I don't want to be talking to my freaking Xbox all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy. They call it like Skynet 1.0 if they really get this thing to work. But, you know, it looks good, but I'm a little skeptical of how well it's going to work when it's in your attic with one lamp in the corner and everything else is dark. And
yeah.
I don't know if it's going to work so well.
Speaking of Skynet, did you see the new Terminator movie?
Yes, I did.
I saw the trailer, and it was like, man, I'm a robot, and people are not nice to me, and I don't know who I am, who did this to me, oh my god.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jesus, I thought it was just going to be shooting this shit. Now there's this some, like, plot line that kind of sounds like some show I watched a while ago, and I don't know the name.
Well, it's not really that bad. There's still a huge amount of explosions and action and shit.
Oh, it sounds like it could make up for it.
It's a pretty good movie. I won't spoil anything, but near the end, in the final battle, there's an interesting guest coming in. I think you'll like it.
Get to the chopper!
Mm-hmm.
Mm. If that is so, I really need to see the movie.
You're going to jizz your pants, man. It's awesome.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
Cool. So,
How did we get here from... Oh, right, Skynet, Project Nittenthal, right. Yeah, no, I'm interested to see how that's going to work. I've read a few reviews about that little interactive... that virtual kid that Peter Molyneux was working on, the Milo demo. I don't know. It's if he can pull it off, it's really awesome. But I hear lots of things in the demo were things that the developers were secretly controlling.
Ooh,
but it's just not possible that that. Out of nowhere, some game developer comes up with the perfect virtual AI, you know. I don't think it's quite as good as he says yet. From what I've heard, there's some pretty cool stuff going on.
Yeah?
It can recognize your name and what color shirt you're wearing and respond to that.
Okay, that's pretty basic, though. Look, yeah, I'm a webcam. I see a figure there, and he's wearing this and this. It's this color, but whatever.
Yeah, but that he then responds to, like, hey, that's a nice blue shirt you're wearing. And you don't hear any hitches in the voice acting.
I really think that will be creepy.
Yeah, it's a good pedophile simulator.
It's the future.
Probably. But I don't know. I don't know if it's going to work that well if you don't really have something in your hand that you can control it with. Like what Sony is doing for the PlayStation 3 right now. They've got some sort of weird stick that looks kind of like a dildo, and it's sort of a combination of what the Wii does and what Natal does with the depth measuring and everything.
Because
it's not just there goes my earbud. It's not just a motion controller. There's also a camera mounted on the PlayStation 3, so it tracks from several different kinds of ways.
Sounds and it's more reliable. It's a lot maybe. More.
Yeah, it's a lot more accurate than the Wii, because the tech demos were really basic, because it's something that they developed 2 weeks ago. Just pulled some guy out of the R&D department and said, "Hey, we need motion controls. Make, go, click."
Done.
But they did an archery demonstration, and Nintendo did that too. And their archery demonstration was better than Nintendo's. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm interested. Mm-hmm.
We'll see. And if it fails, it can always double as a dildo.
Yeah, that's the convenient part.
That's absolutely terrible.
Let's hope they... build Rumble into
yeah.
it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't know. I don't know if motion control is really that useful for playing games like, I said, you try to play Fight Night with Project Natal. I think you'll quickly become tired of it.
Oh, well.
Punching each other in the face.
Oh, well. We'll see.
Yeah, it could be interesting, but...
So...
It needs a couple years, probably.
Oh, well.
Yes.
An exit.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think of one. All right. Well, this has been Might Be Creative, Episode 2. I still keep forgetting the name. I guess we'll see you next week then, hopefully, if this keeps on going the way it's going.
Yeah.
All right. Time for Sims 3.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's going to work. Oh, oh, let's visit the park.
Yeah, all right, click.